Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return. It seems Oz has a new problem. The Wicked Witch's brother, a nasty jester, wants to destroy the kingdom, and the Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Lion need Dorothy and Toto to come back to help them along with some new friends.
Emerald City needs all the heart and courage it can get right now.
Got your back, Straw Man. You can count on us.
Run! That's the plan? Don't
mess with the jester!
I can't believe it. We're really back in Oz.
There will always be a rainbow when you need one most.
Now, I have to admit, I went into this movie with a bit of a bad attitude. I was sure this was going to be a lame animated attempt to somehow make a remake of a remake of a remake, which would be nothing short of irritating, exasperating, and just plain boring. And more, this movie was going to be just an inept ploy to drop kids in with colors and a cute puppy, instead of having the slightest bit of creativity, excitement, and entertainment. Plus, the new characters were bound to be dull, the drama trivial, and the music completely forgetful. So now, I need to give my instincts more credit because I was totally right. This movie was all of that and less. So much so that when leaving the theater, I actually found myself saying out loud, I wish I'd stayed home, I wish I'd stayed home, I wish I stayed home. So on our movie night traffic light, Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return is a red light. Now into a more adult movie, it's Neighbors. Zac Efron, well, his fraternity moves in next door to Seth Rogen, who's just trying to keep his wife and his new baby happy. But frat boys will be frat boys, which starts an epic battle of parents against partiers.
Look, new neighbors.
What do we got?
Is that a fraternity?
Just wanted to say welcome to the hood.
You're welcome.
Also, if you could maybe just
keep it down.
Make sure if we're too noisy, call me first. Don't call the cops.
Okay.
Call the cops.
I almost seem so lame.
Here's this woke sleeping giant.
I have a darkness inside of me and you will see it.
Okay, so the good news. Cutest baby ever. And I laughed, well, once. But does Hollywood really think that people are going to go spend their hard-earned money for 2 hours watching a brain-draining, socially irresponsible study in bad parenting, F-bombing, booze drinking, and drug toking? Yeah, I guess some will, but me, I'm gonna stand tall, so to speak, and demand not to be treated like rational thought doesn't matter, and insist that mind-numbing so-called entertainment is just not good enough. I want more, I want better, well, I want more! Of course, I am completely okay, though, with Zac Efron being in as many scenes as he wants without wearing a shirt. But looking at the positive side of things, this movie could have been worse. Instead of Seth Rogen, it could have starred Zach Galifianakis, just saying. So in our movie night traffic light, Neighbors is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.